Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked? Here we go, your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. There's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. Converging threats are confronted by your instructors. I'm Vincent Finelli. And if you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Charles is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Captain John Reagan's with us. Welcome, Captain John Reagan.
Good morning, Vincent.
Hey, John. I have in my hands a physical inflation calculator. Literally, it's a mechanical device. It's the whole thing is about maybe 10 inches long. It comes in a case, and it's called a dial caliper. And what this device can do is it can measure inside and outside diameters and thicknesses, and it's accurate to within a thousandth of an inch. So, I was working over the weekend on wiring some wiring in the barn, and in the barn we're putting about 100 metal boxes with lights, compact fluorescent lights. They're about 8 watts apiece, and I can light the whole barn up with about 100 of these. Well, the boxes have these knockouts, these half-inch knockout holes, and you put in these cable clamps. And the cable clamps hold securely to the box Romex cable. Romex cable is this sort of flat package, three wires in it. There's a black wire, a white wire, and a ground wire. That's used for alternating current wiring. You use it in your home for 120 or 240 volts. Well, I ran out. The last box that I bought of 100 was about 5 or 10 years ago. And I got the new ones. And the new ones are made by the same company as the old ones. They're stamped, you know, the same. They're made in India. And I thought, you know, I think these new ones are a little lighter than the old ones. So I got out the dial caliper and I measured the metal. Well, on the old ones, there's a strap that actually secures the wire to the cable clamp. And the old wire was 40 thousandths of an inch thick. The new and improved ones that look the same, they're 32 thousandths of an inch thick, 20% thinner metal. So I thought, well, let me check the rest of this thing. Let's check the casting. Let's see if it's thinner, too. It's thinner. So when we talk about inflation, we talk about box sizes. You know, the box of cereal or the box that you buy at the supermarket, you know, new and improved, enhanced, but it's a smaller package. Or the package may be the same size, but the contents is smaller, lighter, thinner. Well, it's true in these cable clamps, too. And I'm 100% certain that it's not marketed as, you know, for the electricians in our lives that carry maybe 10 of these in their pouch. You know, this is a, you know, going up that ladder, this is a real savings for you because they're 20% lighter. They only weigh an ounce apiece at the most. Just one more measure of inflation, John Reagan. What do you think?
Yeah, I just imagine if they had packaged hamburgers some different way instead of selling it by the pound, we'd be seeing, you know, this little patty for $3 instead of, you know, having the price per pound still exposed to us.
Yeah, yeah. Isn't it interesting that even in things that that we wouldn't expect to be reduced in content, they're reduced in content as well. And this is not the kind of thing that, you know, most people buy very often. So they'd never notice it, never. Unless you're an electrician and you're doing remodeling on an old house and, you know, the house is 20 years old and you're taking apart some old wiring, you go, huh. Yeah, I think this is a little different from the, you know, the current production equivalent box or wire jacket or armored cable. But it's getting thinner, and I don't think it's an improvement. I really don't. John, we've got a meetup tonight at Jimmy's Egg, and I got a call from Rosie this morning. Rosie is one of our class, and she said, so what are we going to talk about? And I said, well, Roy Birdsong's going to be there, and he's going to be talking about cell phones. And, you know, even though I don't have one, even though I'm the only guy that doesn't have one at the meetup, we're going to be talking about problems with them, how to fix the problems with them, updates about the cell phone industry and what the cell phone industry is trying to do. And I can tell you that Verizon is not in the business of trying to lose customers. Just try to cancel your contract with Verizon. See how interested they are in you. Yeah. They are not interested in losing you as a customer. And I'm sure the other cell phone companies are in a similar position. They don't want to lose customers as the economy spirals down. So we're going to talk about that. I'm going to have the news updates, and we're going to talk about something else. And she said she went to another one of our students and instructors' houses, and they had a little get-together where they brought some food, and they were going to talk about preparedness. And this was over the weekend. And so some people brought, like, Mountain House freeze-dried food, and all I had to do was heat it up without matches. And she was telling me, she said, do you know how hard it is to start a fire without matches? And I said, yeah, I do. But there are some alternatives. So, for example, if your task is, you know, if you drive someplace and you get there and you got some food and you want to heat it up and heat your freeze-dried food with some hot water, well, you can use your cigarette lighter in your car, right? If you happen to be near someone who smokes, you can borrow a cigarette, light the cigarette with a cigarette lighter from your car, and then use that to light a match. Or you could light a piece of paper with a cigarette lighter, and then light your kindling and start from there. Or you could take a wrapper, an aluminum foil wrapper from a piece of gum, and fold it into a strip, and put one end on the positive end of a D-cell battery, or a D-cell, you know, you'd call it battery, but it'd be a D-cell from a flashlight, and the other end on the negative, and hold it, but don't hold it in the middle, because it's going to get really hot, it's going to glow red, and you can start a fire with that glowing red aluminum foil. Just another way to start a fire, an easy way, rather than, you know, what we might think would be a traditional way you know, rubbing two sticks together or something like that. So, John Reagan, what's on schedule for today's class?
Well, I've talked about doing a special report, putting a lot of information together, and I got to looking at it, and I know it's just going to be too much to fit into one show. So I'm trying to lay a little bit of the groundwork for that. And today I've got first part. I wrote a special blog post called "Consensual Relations" that will probably upset a few people. And and then I've got a quantum computer update, which we had talked about. I guess it's actually last year when the news article came out where D-Wave had sold one of their quantum computers in a joint venture with Google and NASA. And what happened since is I find a little interesting. So the article in Consensus Relations, which is the first link there, it's actually the second article if you're following along on the website, like the financialstateoftheunion.com on the news tab. And if you've been, you know, following what's been going on in America lately, you kind of wonder how we got here and perhaps maybe a little bit of what we can do to try and turn things around. And that's what this is about. So, probably shouldn't start it just yet because we're coming up close to the break. It's going to take a little bit longer than that. I can fit into the next segment. Let's go ahead and do a quick Tale of Two Drought updates. California still sitting pretty much the same. They had a little bit of area from that rain drop from a D2 to a D1, but really no big difference. Texas, it's summer here. The good news, we still have zero population affected by drought. But we had about a 50% increase in abnormally dry areas, going from a little under 3 to a little under 4% of the state that's now abnormally dry. And we've still got a couple of lakes here in North Texas. And consider we've only had one day of rain in July, less than an inch. So it's really been over a month since we had any real rain. And we've got two lakes that are still pretty full. One is still 20 feet above conservation level, and then Lake Texoma on the border there is now down to just 17 feet above conservation level. So it's taking time to get all that water out, which, you know, probably brings up another consideration. Once things hit the fan and the Army Corps of Engineers is no longer around to manage those lakes, you have to wonder what's going to happen when you get this rain. And you're living downstream. So if you live anywhere near a body of water, trace it back to its source and think about those things.
Really good point. And John, when we come back, I'd like to share with you, you need the full segment when we come back, right?
I haven't, probably pretty close.
Okay. I'll just tell you very quickly when we come back about trees falling over. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH pH drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us, and we're at the financialstateoftheunion.com. We're at the news tab if you'd like to follow along with us, or you can peruse that later on, you know, as time permits. Thefinancialstateoftheunion.com, the news tab. John, very quickly, I was at the Farmers Co-op this weekend. I was buying some fender washers so I could put solar panels on the roof of the barn with our son. And I heard some farmers talking. They were talking about, you know, the wind. I said, yeah, it was so windy that trees blew over. Well, the reason the trees blew over was because the root balls were soggy. We've had so much rain here. The ground is so damp that wind was able to knock over large, large trees. So I just wanted to contrast that with California, which has about maybe 0.1% of the state, which is not abnormally dry or worse, right?
Yeah, there they don't have to worry about them falling over from dampness. They fall over right. From dryness.
From lack of
or just
yeah,
burn up.
Right, right. Okay.
Okay.
You were going
well,
to...
I've made this post on consent relations, and I have Becky proof my post before I... or basically anything I write before I send it out, if I possibly can. And I come in and ask her if she read it, and you know, she said, yeah, and she told me I stepped on some toes there. And I just want to say I may be stepping on some toes, but... I just want you to know, before I stepped on yours, I stepped on mine. So, let's see if I can get this in one segment. Love is the new me. what the Christophobes really mean is sin is in. What troubles me is that we have whole denominations hopping on the sin is in bandwagon, but I guess it shouldn't be too surprising. Nearly 2,000 years ago, two churches were warned to turn away from sexual immorality in the book of Revelation. Seems the more things change, the more they stay the same. More recently, I'd say it's the lie of consensual relations sown with the sexual revolution of the 1960s that we're reaping today. The harvest is bountiful. Consensual relations does not necessarily translate into godly relations. From what I've read in the Bible, the only consensual relations that are not a sin are those between a man and a woman that is his wife or concubine. And I ask if you have any scripture that supports otherwise to please contact me with a reference. And if you are following the page, I have a link to my contact page on the website, or you can reach me through email at john@thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. Sexual immorality is one of a list of lifestyle choices that will earn you a place in the fiery lake. The good news is there's still time to repent. And again, if you have internet, you'll notice that list of lifestyle choices is a hyperlink that goes to the Bible Gateway, which gives a reference there. And if you don't have Bible software at home where you can do good research, this is kind of a nice site to go to because you can look at different translations and you're able to search on terms. That makes it a whole lot easier than just going through a Bible and you really need to do the books for, you know, when we don't have power, but right now, these save you a lot of time. The cancer of sexual immorality has been growing in our country for decades, and that's not going to be changed overnight. What we can do as parents and churches is to teach our young women and men about the consensual relations lie. We should teach our girls that when they add the W of being a woman, that they pick up another W upon entering consensual relations. They have the choice of that W being a wife or a whore. One is permissible, the other is sexual immorality. It's a similar message for our young men. Consensual relations mean they're either using that woman as a whore or taking her as a wife. And when you take a woman as your wife, you have to take care of her needs for the rest of your life. And it seems like a lot of our churches don't spend time talking about what Jesus says about divorce, but that's another issue. We have a funny view on marriage today. We believe we need permission from the state and say some words in front of an authorized official. These are just modern customs and another Wesley rabbit hole to discuss later. And I'll wrap up once we get back.
John Reagan's with us. USAPrepares.com. We're talking about morality, and it's going down the drain.
Want to listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programs without a radio signal or internet? Just call 605-562-4213. Get instant access to all GCN live feeds right on your phone, anywhere you want, anytime you want. 605-562-4213. It's our way of ensuring everyone has the opportunity to enjoy GCN. 605-562-4213. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose. 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Captain John Reagan's with us, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. John, you've been teaching us about consensual relations. Please continue.
And I was just wrapping up. The Bible is hate speech to those that love sin and hate God. We are to love the haters, but we are not to accept their ways. keep the faith and repent as often as needed. And I put my name at the bottom of that. And I put that part of, as part of the foundation on this report, because in the report I have to cover a bunch of different layers, one of which we're going to talk about soon, the having to deal with the quantum computers. And as I put these different layers together, one of them has to be the spiritual component, which is this battle between good and evil that's been around since the garden. And I wanted to start it off on this to help focus one on what we're seeing a lot now. In fact, I've got an article today where the persecution is starting here in America. And in a state you probably wouldn't expect it to start in. And our country's had, it's like I talked about in my book, we've been going downhill financially and morally. And the problem, just didn't start in the last couple of years or the last couple of administrations. It's been going on since, well, before I was born. You can see how this agenda has been set, and they've been making pretty good progress with it. And I guess all I can say is we're coming up on some really interesting times. And by the time I start putting some of this together, it's going to be troubling. I've got a piece from Dane Wigington talking about what he sees with the geoengineering. I've got an article where I've got the chart showing the climate change, the temperatures, not just of recent times, but going back hundreds of millennia. And once you see that chart, you'll see where we're sitting right now. And we've got, I better not try to even list it. Do you have anything you want to cover on this before we move on to quantum computers?
I wanted to mention one thing. You're talking about temperatures. I was in the truck yesterday with our son, and we were in the truck for about 2 hours, an hour each way, on this journey to pick up some equipment. And we didn't have anything in the truck, so it wasn't like we were pulling a trailer. It wasn't like the truck was overloaded. It was an empty truck. And it's a six-cylinder Chevy 2004 pickup truck. I changed the thermostat in it to 180 degrees. Because I believe that the road temperature is hotter from the sun. And when driving under normal circumstances, the temperature is 180 degrees as measured by the temperature gauge on the dashboard. During the trip, a few miles into it, the temperature reached 195 degrees. What this means is the radiator and the cooling system, even with a 180-degree thermostat, cannot keep the engine down to 180 degrees. What I believe is happening is that the surface of the road is so hot that the air that comes off the surface of the road that runs through the radiator is so hot that it cannot cool the engine down to 180 degrees. Now, when you're going downhill, there's less of a load on the engine, and you can, a long downhill, you can watch the temperature go down. But what I'm seeing is that and there are no leaks in the cooling system. It's not like the cooling system was inadequate at the design. It's not like the cooling system is plugged. What I'm saying is that the flow of coolant through the traditional thermostat is not enough. Not enough coolant can flow through the 180-degree thermostat to keep the engine at 180 degrees. Temperatures are climbing. And we're going to see more and more failures. And we've talked with Miles about this, Miles from Europe. So if you... And it was a very, very enlightening broadcast. So if you'd like to listen to that broadcast about overheating, temperatures, oils for vehicles and light trucks and equipment, Friday's broadcast would be something that you'd want to tune into. That's last Friday's broadcast. So you might want to listen to that, download that podcast. It was unlike anything I've ever heard on radio, talking about the differences in oils and how to select an oil and why oils fail and what to do about it. So I'm concerned, John, about the temperature increasing. I'm seeing it on the farm. We wanted to put some solar panels on the roof. Our son was out there early this morning. It's so hot he can't get on a steel roof to do the install solar panels without my help. As a matter of fact, and when I'm off the air, it's going to be too hot as well. It's going to be even hotter. So we've got to get out there early in the morning before the sun has a chance to shine on the roof to heat it up. That's the kind of stuff that's going on, and it's a showstopper. It literally is a showstopper. There are things that cannot be done now because of the temperature. Yesterday it was so hot, so humid, it limited our ability to work outside, literally. And we're seeing more and more of the weather changes that are preventing us from doing things outside. Either it's raining, or it's hot, or it's drizzling. And that's what's happening here. California, there's no moisture. So I just wanted to share that with you, that I'm trying to find the solution. And when I do find the exact solution for the right thermostats for most vehicles, which it's hard to find, I'll let you know. But what you want to look for is a high-volume thermostat for your vehicles. Because I believe that if you're stuck in bumper-to-bumper traffic and your radiator is eating the heat of the vehicles in front of you and the vehicles in front of them, and there's not a lot of air movement, like on a dark-colored highway, in your bumper-to-bumper traffic, you're going to see more and more vehicles overheating. And the guys in front of you might be the obstacle that you can't get around to go forward. So we're all in this together, so we've got to find a solution, and I'm working on that. So I'll let you know when I find the right solution.
You know, when I was listening to the news this morning, there was a small plane crash. A couple was flying private plane back from Springfield, Missouri to Fort Worth, and the pilot died. His wife is in the hospital. I don't know if I'll be able to catch what the actual cause was, but it got me to thinking, you know, all the hydraulic problems you've had recently, if you're flying a plane and you have a hydraulic problem, that's really bad news.
It's a really, really serious problem. And I don't want to fly. I mean, I really don't want to fly. And Miles in Europe, one of our senior instructors, absolutely brilliant man. He doesn't want to fly certain aircraft. And he won't buy parts, you know, rebuilt by certain rebuilders because the quality is not there. So just because you get a rebuilt something or other, like an alternator or a power steering pump or a hydraulic cylinder, doesn't mean that the parts are all the same and the level of attention paid by the person rebuilding is the same across the board. It's not. It really is not the same. So, and what we're finding is there are fewer and fewer people who know how to do things. Really, the skilled craftsmen are in decline, in my opinion, at least in this country. As a matter of fact, if you take your phone to a phone store, other than Roy Birdsong's phone store, you're going to find that you may not get the answers that you wanted. Just try taking your phone to Walmart and talk to one of their technicians about, well, how does this work, and how do you do that, and see how far you go. I've tried it in the past. I don't care about it anymore because I have a phone. But when I was trying to find out about it, they couldn't answer my questions. So the level of knowledge that we see in the people who are selling things, to me, is in decline. Would you agree with that, John?
I think not only is it decline, it was bad enough in the good old days when you went into a store and the salesperson was probably going to push what they got the better commission on. Now a lot of these people aren't working commission, they're getting straight pay per hour, and if they know anything, it's only because they're using it themselves.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. And what I'm finding is that the people who are in the the automotive business, where they're selling at these, you know, big box stores, don't have the knowledge that I want them to have. They really don't have that knowledge. And I'm also seeing that the number of parts in inventory is on decline, is in decline. So that if you want one, they may not have it, but they can get it for you tomorrow. But if you want it tomorrow, you go and get it tomorrow. The reason you wanted to get it today was because you needed it today. Actually, the reason you needed it today is because you weren't prepared. Because you didn't know you were going to need it today. Which may or may not be part, you know, part of, well, if I need something today and I run out of it, it's my fault. I should have thought about that. I really should have. But then the economics comes into play, and you can't have spares of everything. It's just not possible. And that brings to point, mind the point that if the electricity went down right now, right this second, how many would be prepared to survive for 3 months? I submit to you, very few. It'd be really, really tough to survive because there's so many things that we need. Just for example, yesterday I needed washers to put these solar panels up. I only needed 34 of them. But I didn't have 34 2-inch washers. I just didn't have them. And with the grid going down, how would I get them? How would I get them? So I'd have solar panels all ready to go, except for I couldn't put them up on the roof. Something as simple as $3 worth of washers. John Reagan, I'll be right back. This is USAPrepares.com. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Now, John, in Britain, there's a beach, and the naked sunbathers there say that, well, they're furious. They're furious because somebody with a drone was spying on them. So this drone was a radio-controlled aircraft that had a camera attached, and so these guys are on the beach, and they're being videoed. And they're outraged. And I posted it on the website. And they should be. Not that I think that going to a new beach is a good thing to do. But the comparison that I draw here is they're outraged because they're nude on a beach and they're being videoed. That bothers them. But what about those who are swimming in their pools that are being spied on by the satellites, by the government? What about those who are being spied on with their cameras on their cell phones? What about those who are being recorded on their cell phones? What about the texts and the tweets and the emails that are all being gathered and saved and sifted through for comments? What about all that? There should be outrage across the board, not just for those who are bathing nude on a beach. We should all be angry, every single one of us. And I happened to be on the phone with a cell phone company, and they wanted to know how they could get me to keep my cell phone. And I said, there's no way you'll be able to keep me as a customer. I'm not interested in being your customer. I said, I don't want a cell phone because you guys have been spying on me. It's outrageous. And he said, yeah, Yeah, it's good as bad. It is outrageous. I mean, this is a cell phone company agreeing with me, but they wanted at the time to keep me as a customer. There's no way. There's no way I'm interested in being a customer of someone who is going to spy on me. Think about that. Why would we do this? Why would we allow ourselves to be snooped on by some unknown group of people? We know the name of the corporation, but we don't know where they are. We don't know who is using that information and why. It's outrageous. It's absolutely outrageous. And I'm still the only guy I know that doesn't have a cell phone. John?
Yeah.
Well, Katie Singer. Katie Singer and me.
I want to keep all the computer stuff together, so let me get through the financial stuff real quick. I've got three articles. The difference an Apple makes, it's a McDown quarter, and IBM doesn't compute.
Yeah.
The first one, it's bad enough that the second quarter Standard & Poor's 500 earnings per share is down 3.5% year over year. However, if you look at the Standard & Poor's 499, take out Apple computers, it's down 6.7%. We know McDonald's has had problems. Their profits have fallen 13%. And IBM has a 13.4% plunge from a year ago. So it looks like Obama is doing a great job.
You know, I was talking with Bert Bertonis over the weekend. He's an engineer, USA Prepares instructor in California. And I asked him what's happening in California and what's happening in Silicon Valley. He's right in the heart of it. He's been there almost all of his adult working life, decades. And he used a term that I had not heard before. It's called frenemy. Frenemy. It's the combination of two words, friend and enemy. And he was talking about the Chinese. He said, they're frenemy. We need them. We need them because they do the manufacturing. They're friends. But also, when they take the technology, they can be our enemy. He's absolutely right. And it's a term that is traveling around Silicon Valley, California, frenemy. Captain John Reagan and I will be right back after these top-of-the-hour commercials and news. And we're going down the list of the financialstateoftheunion.com, the news tab. You can follow along with us. We'll be right back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.